series of teachings entitled The Benefits and Purposes for Praying in Tongues. Now, I know this is a subject matter that there's been a lot of controversy around. A lot of people have some questions regarding, you know, tongues and speaking in tongues and what that's about. And I felt appropriate to take the time to do a series on this and to show you the many benefits and purposes of praying in tongues, because most Christians are only using about 10% of the power that comes from praying in tongues. There's so many blessings, so many purposes, so many benefits for praying in the Spirit. And so the purpose of this series is to enlighten Christians to the many ways God intends for believers to use their spirit language. And I will share with you the scriptural reasons given for praying in our prayer language. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Today, my purpose is just to lay a foundation, a scriptural foundation, for this awesome gift given to us by the Holy Spirit to have an ability to communicate with God on a supernatural level. 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Now, Paul the Apostle explained that praying in the spirit language is a function of the mind of the Spirit. When we pray in tongues, our praying originates and flows from our inner spirit and not from our natural mind. Amen. Let me say that again. When we pray in tongues, our praying originates and flows from our inner spirit and not from our natural mind. It is not a learned language, but a gift from the Holy Spirit. Tongues is not a learned language. In other words, you can't be taught by another person to pray in tongues. Believe it or not, I was in a service years ago at a church, and they had classes. Listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right, we are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information, it's on your screen. And there you can see the live stream link. Go there and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives one message at a time. Thank you. I was reading the bulletin and they said, you know, join us every second Sunday for, you know, training and praying in tongues. I said, you can't do that. You can't teach someone how to pray in tongues. It is not a learned language, but a gift from the Holy Spirit. Now, the natural mind does not understand it, and therefore it takes the Holy Spirit to interpret or to reveal to us what is said in tongues. Now, look at this in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, 14th verse. Paul the Apostle says, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. Notice what he says. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. Everybody see that? So it's my inner spirit who prays. However, my mind remains unfruitful. My mind doesn't understand, or my mind doesn't comprehend what has been spoken when I pray in tongues. Now, the Holy Spirit, God can, through the Holy Spirit, give you interpretation of those tongues, and then there will be fruit in your mind. But that's not always the case. Now, approximately 90% of all the Bible says about speaking in tongues comes from the writings of the Apostle Paul, because he spoke in tongues more than anyone else he knew.
That's what he said out of his own mouth in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, 18th verse. He said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. So this was a regular practice in the life of the Apostle Paul. Paul is the greatest authority. He's the greatest authority on the value and purpose of our spirit language. He prayed in tongues more than anyone he knew. Now, the Bible writers use different phrases to refer to the same experience or operation. The King James Version, for example, calls it speaking in other tongues or unknown tongues. The Apostle Paul also called it praying in the Spirit or praying with the Spirit. Other terms that Jesus, Peter, Paul, and others used to refer to this experience include the promise of the Father, another helper, comforter, Spirit of truth, gift of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, praying in unknown tongues, praying in tongues, other tongues, praying with the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. All of these are different phrases that Peter and Paul and Jesus used to describe the same experience or the same operation. Now, the expression and term that best expresses and includes the meanings of all other terms is our language of the Spirit or our spirit language. I'm going to be using that phrase. I will use spirit language most frequently in this series to describe the gifted ministry of praying in the Holy Spirit. Spirit language. Now, our spirit language is motivated, covered, and directed by the Holy Spirit. Yet, it is my spirit or your spirit that is actually doing the praying. Amen. Now, when I ask most Christians about this question, I would say to them, who prays in tongues, you or the Holy Spirit? Most Christians would say the Holy Spirit. They would say the Holy Spirit prays. That's not correct, because the Holy Spirit is not praying. You pray. Your spirit prays. The Holy Spirit creates the language. Amen. Yeah. It is your spirit that does the praying. Your reborn human spirit, the part of you that is now created in the image and likeness of God. This is similar to prophets, for example, prophesying, or believers operating in the gift of prophecy. The Holy Spirit inspires the person to speak prophetic words, but the person does the actual speaking. Amen. See, I don't care how much inspiration of the Holy Spirit is in your life. If you don't yield your vocal cords and your voice box to Him, how many know nothing's going to come out? So you have to speak. It's the Holy Spirit who creates the language. He formulates the words, but you have to do the speaking. Yes, sir. Now, this is very important, and I know it sounds basic, but this is one of the biggest hurdles for people to cross over as it relates to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, people are waiting for something to kind of take their tongue over. Waiting for somebody to kind of force them to speak. I've seen people struggle with receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues because they're waiting for something supernatural outside of them to make them speak, and it doesn't happen that way. No, you have to yield your voice to God. You have to open your mouth and speak, and the Holy Spirit will give you the words. He directs the language. He operates the prayer system. Are you listening to me? The Bible says in the initial receiving of the Holy Spirit's gifts, the disciples spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You find this in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. They spoke, but the Holy Spirit gave the utterance. You speak, but the Holy Spirit gives you the utterance. Now, as we go through this series, you're going to see why praying in tongues is so vital to your Christian life and all of the benefits that begins to take place in your life as a result of praying in tongues. Amen. Now, Paul explains it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. He said, if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. My spirit prays. Now listen to that. Why does Paul say that it is his spirit praying in tongues? Why does he say that? Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, the Bible says that he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Amen. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Yes. In other words, our born again baptized spirits becomes united with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who has the mind of Christ, and His Spirit enables us to pray from the mind of Christ. Amen. And not from our natural mind. Yeah, yeah. Every time you pray in tongues, listen to this, you enter into the spirit realm. Immediately, you leave the natural realm and you enter into the realm of the spirit. Now, why is that important? Because that's where the mind of Christ is. That's where all of the provisions of God are. Amen. You know what Paul said in Ephesians 1:3? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Notice where those spiritual blessings are located, in heavenly places. Well, how do we gain access to all the spiritual blessings that are already ours, that are located in heavenly places, when we go into the spirit realm? If I told you that all of the things you needed, everything you needed for life, was in my backyard, how many know you couldn't have access to those things in my front yard? You would have to go to the backyard to have access to it. See, we're trying to get access to the things that God has for us in the front yard when God has put everything in the backyard. So we've got to learn to get to the backyard in order to have access to the things that He's already made available. How many of you seen this analogy? So when you pray in tongues, you enter into the realm where all of the spiritual blessings of God are located. Everything you need, healing, deliverance, prosperity, favor, wisdom, grace, all of those things are located in the spirit. Now, this is why praying in tongues is so important, because when I pray in tongues, I enter into the spirit. I enter into the place where those things are located. We're trying to access healing. We're trying to access peace. We're trying to access joy. We're trying to access deliverance. We're trying to access these things, but we are in the wrong location. Glory to God. So when I pray in tongues, I speak forth the mind of Christ. I pray from the mind of Christ and not from my natural mind. Let's look again at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. Let's look again at this. He says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding." So Paul said here, I'm going to pray in tongues, and then I'm going to pray in my native language. I'm going to sing in tongues. Now notice, I don't have to wait until I feel something to sing in tongues. I don't have to wait for a goosebump. I don't have to wait for a jerk and a jiggle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't have to shake like a salt shaker. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to wait to be shaking and moving. No, I can go ahead and just speak. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My born-again, yes, baptized spirit has the potential to pray at will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, that's the problem with a lot of us and why we're not experiencing the breakthrough blessings of praying in the spirit, because we're waiting on a feeling or an emotion. Jesus. He said, I will pray. I refers to me. My redeemed spirit will pray with the Holy Spirit. And I will also, he says, I will pray with my understanding. So the Holy Spirit does not replace our spirit and do the speaking. Amen. We're waiting for the Holy Spirit to speak. Well, if the Holy Spirit wants me to pray in tongues, he'll just pray through me. Well, no, no, no. Listen, if you are going to tap into this gift that the Holy Spirit has gifted to you, you're going to have to do it by your own volition. Yes, sir. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. Just like you speak in your native language, you don't have to wait for you feel something. Somebody asks you your name, you don't have to sit there and say. Do you? No. You just speak. We get so, I call it dumb deep. In the church. Just dumb deep. You so deep, you thinking. Don't be that deep. Please don't be that deep. It's not that serious. So the Holy Spirit does not replace our spirit and do the speaking, but he gifts our spirit to direct our speaking in the language of the Holy Spirit. So God made man. Listen, God made man like himself. Three in one. God is Father, God is Son, God is Holy Spirit. Three different functions or beings of the one God. Adam, the first man, was made body, soul, and spirit. Paul prayed for the Thessalonian Christians. He said, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You find this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So Paul there pointed out to us through his prayer for the church at Thessalonica, the Thessalonian church. He said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. See, that's what man is comprised of. Man is a spirit. Man possesses a soul. Man lives in a body. Everybody still with me?
Amen.
So the Bible speaks of people being spiritual. That means spirit. Soulish. That means natural self. And carnal. That means physical senses. I am a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit.
Amen. Amen.
See, when you really get a revelation of that, you understand even with greater clarity what happens at death. Somebody says, his grandmother laying here before us. That's not grandmother. When you go to a funeral and you see a body laying in the casket, that's not the person laying there. That's the body, the shell, the house that person lived in. But that person is gone.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Praise God. We're just looking at the house that he lived in or she lived in. But that person is with God or somewhere else, depending on the decision they made in this lifetime. You know that somewhere else is. I don't have to tell you. It's only two places that you're going. You're going to either heaven or hell. Sometimes I don't believe in hell. You will when you get there. As soon as your heart stops beating. And, you know, it's like, death is like, and I like the way this brother said today, you know, about Brother Taylor, you know, praising God and so forth and so on. He just praised and woke up, reading the word, and just woke up right in the presence of God. That's what happened. It's like a generator. If you have a generator in your house, you understand this. I mean, as soon as a storm knocks the power off, that generator kicks in and the lights are right back on. It's as if the lights never went off. That's what happens when we die, when we physically die. We never stop living. It's just like, boom, we shift from here to there. It's like we're here today, and then we just, oh, my God, look at this. And when we get to heaven, it's going to look so much like the earth. It resembles the earth so much so. I mean, the Bible makes this clear, that heaven looks just almost identical to the earth. So we're going to wake up like, wow, this looks so familiar. Wow, I've been here before. This is beautiful. Man. I mean, you know, when the devil threatens to kill you, man, you know, you ought to tell him, well, you know, that's really not such a bad idea. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, my God. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, it's a win-win situation. I mean, it ain't like you losing at all, honey. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, wow. Glory to God. I mean, it's just a matter of preference. Are you just, you know, do you need more time here? Are you going to spend more time with your family, friends, whatever? You want to do some more things you haven't done? Well, you just choose to stay in the body. But hey, man, it's like, okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to kill you. Okay, devil, amen. Praise God. I mean, it ain't like I ain't going to be sad about it. Family and friends may be sad, but I'm going to be, amen, I'll be happy. Praise God. In fact, listen, anybody who's ever been to heaven for one second, if they had a choice to come back, I guarantee you they'll choose to stay in heaven. One taste of heaven, man, all of this earth fades away. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? So man is a spirit. He lives in a body. And he possesses a soul. Now, this is important. Now, this means my spirit directs and controls my body. Because I am a spirit, my body doesn't control my spirit. My body doesn't control my spirit. My spirit controls my body.
Amen.
My body is the car and my spirit is the driver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible says, my spirit is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Now, the scripture exalts us to be filled with the Spirit. I mean, all throughout the scripture, he says, be filled with the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Be led of the Spirit. Have the fruit of the Spirit. Manifest the gifts of the Spirit. And go from glory to glory until we are transformed into the same image by the Spirit of the Lord.
See, listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right, we are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information is on your screen, and there you can see the live stream link. Go there, and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives, one message at a time. Thank you.
When we live our life in the Spirit, we then can manifest the works of Christ. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, Zechariah 4:6. So our spirit language is the major key that unlocks the door to our spirit life and all of the attributes and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to be teaching this, boy. I'm telling you, as we go through this series, I'm going to show you that if you want to perfect the fruit of the Spirit, then you got to pray in tongues. I'm going to show you that praying in tongues perfects the fruit. Praying in tongues releases the gifts. It is the key. It is the master key to a life in the Spirit that will produce great results. That's why the devil has injected so much confusion around the subject. That's why he's kept the church divided over this subject. That's why he's kept people confused about it. And it's almost become taboo-ish. And everybody's kind of afraid. Ooh, tongues. I want to talk about tongues. Because he knows the power, the blessings. Ooh, I'm like the Apostle Paul. I thank God that I pray in tongues more than all y'all. Oh, and I pray in tongues a whole lot. Amen. It's awesome, powerful. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when you pray in the Spirit, you'll live in victory. You'll live in victory. You'll remain strong in the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The whole Christian life is lived and empowered by the Word of God, number one, and the Spirit of God, number two. The promises of God and the attributes of the Spirit are all appropriated by faith. Our spirit language brings enlightenment on the word and produces the fruit and the manifestations of the Spirit. Now, here's one of the things you're going to immediately notice when you pray in tongues more often. Immediately, you're going to notice this. You're going to start having understanding of what you read in the Bible.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
The Bible, I believe, is filled with mysteries. Kingdom mysteries. Secrets. But as you read the Bible with this enlightened understanding of the word, or with this enlightened understanding in your spirit, you're going to begin to see things in the scripture that you've never seen before. Understand things in the scripture that you never understood before. Speaking in tongues carries many benefits for our spiritual lives. The more I speak in tongues, listen to this, the more I flow as one with the Holy Spirit. You want to flow as one. You want to bring your life. That there is a divine. Listen, let me put it like this. How can I say this, Holy Spirit? I'll say it like this. Your life is synchronized with heaven when you pray in tongues. You and the Father become sync. You're walking in sync with his plans. You're walking in sync with his purposes. There's divine timing. Hallelujah. That begins to take place. You begin to walk, amen, in God's divine timing. You become one with the Holy Spirit. You begin to flow with God in your everyday life.
Praise the Lord. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, church, it's powerful. When I am exhausted and weary and tired, praying in tongues brings refreshing to my spirit and soul. One of the greatest ways to relax and to be replenished and to be refreshed after a long, demanding day is to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's like being in a flowing river on a hot summer day. Paul the Apostle applied Isaiah 28 to the experience of speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians 14. In fact, Isaiah prophesied this, this rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, speaking in tongues. He prophesied this over in Isaiah 28. Turn over there, please. Isaiah 28, you'll see it. Man, you want to stay refreshed? How many of you want to stay refreshed? How many of you want to stay built up? You know, Paul said, when you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. You build up yourself on your most holy faith. How many know you need to be built up? Just like you put a battery on a charger. Some of us, man, I tell you, we're operating on one bar. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much for joining me today. I trust that you've been inspired and encouraged by the Word of God. If you'd like to receive this message in its entirety, call the number on your screen. Perhaps you're watching today's broadcast, and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You know, the Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Would you please repeat this after me? Believe it in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead. I repent of my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Amen. Friend, if you pray that prayer, let me be the first to say welcome to the family of God. Also, I want to take this opportunity to personally invite you and your family to come and join me at any of our services. We have two services, 8 and 11 a.m. Every Wednesday evening at 7:15 p.m. we have Bible study. And also, every first Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. we have a healing and miracle service. God is manifesting His power in such awesome ways. I love to meet you in any of those anointed services. Also, I want to encourage you, if you have been watching this broadcast and this broadcast has been a blessing to you, won't you prayerfully consider sowing a seed into this ministry? You can go to our website at edwardkirkpatrick.org and give online. Go there today, sow your seed, and I stand in agreement with you for the 100-fold return. Well, friend, I've got to go for now, but until next week, I'm Edward Kirkpatrick reminding you that God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye.